Bradford Zumba Studio, Kathis Zumba in Da House will remain open, after multiple fundraising campaigns set up by generous community members to help owner, Kathy McLean keep it from shutting down for good. After dealing with rotating lockdowns throughout the year and operating with strict capacity restrictions, McLean was struggling to make rent at the studio space located in downtown Bradford. When community members got word that their favorite dance studio could possibly be shut down for good, they stepped up to help in any way they could. Longtime studio member, Marsha Harvey Talbot, set up a GoFundMe page to help McLean stay open as long as possible, with many clients and community members donating whatever funds they could. The good deed by Talbot had a ripple effect, with many other community members and local businesses deciding to get involved as well. Local sisters and volunteers Sarah and Emily Dahlgren of a Bradford Christmas charity heard about McLean's GoFundMe page and decided to start their own social media fundraising campaign, which had people send in short video clips of themselves dancing to McLean's favorite song, Three Little Birds, Don't Worry About a Thing, by Bob Marley, with sponsors iCandy Ads and Reali's No Frills donating $2 per video submission. Bonnie Aguiar of Sweet Bee's Bakery in downtown Bradford also started to sell special mystery treat boxes with a portion of the proceeds going to the studio. And Ricky Brooks of Big Texas Barbecue held a fundraising weekend where a portion of his sales went to the cause. Sarah and Emily's mother Sandra had also put some of her profits from her craft sales towards the fundraiser. On Monday evening, McLean was presented with a check in the amount of $1,012.07, from the Dahlgren sisters and Snapper. The total was from all the dance video submissions they had received on social media, their mother's craft sales, as well as the funds collected from Sweet Bee's. Big Texas Barbecue contributed a total of $350 from their fundraising weekend, and Talbot's GoFundMe page raised over $2,500. Snapper, with iCandy Ads, has also offered McLean free advertising until the end of December on his new billboard, which is going up in front of the Benjamin Moore Paint Shop along Holland Street. As a Bradford Christmas, Sarah and I continue to be inspired by the support from the community to help with all the fundraisers that we take on, said Emily. Dance-a-thon for Kathy encouraged entries from around the world, but to us, the most important aspect of any project is that Bradford is helping Bradford. We are so proud to be able to connect people who are looking to help others with those that may need a helping hand, said Sarah. Once again, this fundraiser was community members, near and far, coming together to help their neighbor. McLean said she is humbled by all the support received. I feel so honored, blessed and very thankful, said McLean. I feel special and loved beyond words. McLean is so thankful to all who helped contribute to the fundraisers, including Mark Snapper of iCandy Ads, Peter Reali of Bradford No Frills, Bonnie Aguiar from Sweet Bee's, Ricky Brooks from Big Texas Barbecue, Sarah and Emily Dahlgren of A Bradford Christmas and their mother Sandra, Marsha Talbot and all the donors from the community and beyond. With the money raised, I will be able to make it through January and February, and hopefully by then, things will be somewhat back to normal, said McLean. I plan on giving back in more ways than one to the community. McLean is well known for her multiple fundraising efforts for various charities and organizations. She was presented with the town's Community Builder Civic Award in 2015. McLean has been teaching Zumba classes since 2009 and opened her studio in 2011. Her clients come from all over the surrounding area, including Schaumburg, Aurora, and Tottenham.